And my guest is James Hildreth from Somerset County Cricket Club, or Hildy, as he's known around town. James, welcome to Turn FM. Good to see you.
Thanks very much. Your testimonial year,
which we'll go into in just a moment. But first of all, for those that don't know much about cricket, probably recognise your name, maybe you've seen you floating about town and stuff. Tell us a bit about your career with Somerset County Cricket Club. And I'll learn from this as well, because Terry, if Terry was here, he'd be all over this like a rash, because he's a massive, massive cricket fan. So I'll be learning from this as well.
Well, I mean, I started in 2003, really. That's when I signed my first professional contract. I went to school down in Somerset, moved down here when I was 10. And then when I finished school, got offered my first professional contract at 18. So that was in 2003 and remained here ever since.
So did you go to Millfield?
I did, yes.
You did, yeah.
Yes.
And whereabouts are you from originally?
Milton Keynes.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah, concrete jungle.
I can almost hear the boos coming in now, so...
Yeah, but you've been accepted very, very well here in Taunton. Do you ever get back up there much?
Yeah, my parents still live up there, just outside Stony Stratford. So, I go back there as much as possible.
Stony Stratford, eh? Great. Okay, let's very briefly talk about your own personal season, how it's been for you so far this year.
Indifferent, I would say. I think managed to get a few runs recently. The championship hasn't been... particularly consistent for me, but we managed to I did all right up in Scarborough when we played Yorkshire, so that was all right. And then we've been playing in the T20 kind of block at the moment, and I've been quite pleased with how my form's been in the T20. As a team, we've been indifferent again. We're in a relegation battle in the 4-day championship stuff, and then in the 2020 we've got a massive game on Friday against Hampshire to see if we can qualify for that.
Where do you think it's sort of become a bit indifferent when you compare it to what happened last season?
I think last season we prepared some wickets at the end of the season that produced some good results for us, spinner-friendly conditions at Taunton. This year we tried the same in the beginning of the season, but obviously everyone else had that knowledge that we were going to try and do that. So it didn't go our way. The gamble didn't pay off towards the beginning of the season, but we started doing all right. We had a good draw last game, and then we won the previous game. So hopefully the momentum's shifting for us.
And what would you say has been your career highlight, your personal career highlight? What's been the best thing for you?
Well, I think as time's gone on, the highlight's probably been winning a trophy for Somerset, to be honest. It was the last trophy we won. It was back in 2005 when we won the 2020, which is, you know, a long time ago now. And at that time, it was an amazing feeling, but I presumed that we'd kind of win more trophies because I was young at the time, 20 years old, thinking, oh, hopefully we'll win a few more. There's no reason why not. We've got a good county. But that it hasn't been the case. That was the last one we won. So as time's gone on, that's probably been the most special part of my career.
Okay, so we're into your testimonial year. For those that don't know what that actually means, just explain it. But it kind of means... You explain it. Because I'll get it all wrong. I know I will.
Well, I suppose... I mean, it's called a testimonial year this year. It's always been called a benefit year in the past. But I suppose in other sports, you would relate it to football or rugby in terms of just having a testimonial match where they might have a one-off match, sell out a stadium and do that. And pocket the money. Yeah. In cricket, it's slightly different. You're basically awarded a testimonial for your kind of service to the club. Basically, your
role. Is there a set amount of time? Is it like 10 years or
traditionally, it used
like
to be 10 years after you got given your county cap. It doesn't work like that anymore. But if you've given some good service to the club, and you've been around for enough and like quite a few years, and they'll offer you a testimonial year, so you have the whole year, the calendar year, to try and fit in kind of as many events for yourself as possible, really.
And how's that all going so far?
Yeah, really well. It's been good. So we've had quite a few number of events happened over the year so far, which have been great, and then we've got a few more coming up.
Brilliant. Okay, we'll go into dates and things in a moment. And of course, you're greatly aided and assisted by one Richard Bryce from Somerset County Sports, who's very kindly been a big part of Turn FM over the last 5 years, sponsoring things and helping us out. Thanks a lot, Rich.
No worries.
Right, okay. So let's talk about the big one that you're going to be doing a bit later on this year. It's a big old walk for you, which is not such a bad idea, is it?
Well, no, it's brilliant. I think one of the great things about being offered a testimonial year is you get to support some charities. And one of the charities I'm supporting this year is the Children's Hospice Southwest. And so as part of the year, we're doing a charity walk, and we're walking from one of their hospices in Barnstable down to another one in St Austell in Cornwall. So we're taking on the Southwest Coastal Path. I think it's around 120, 130 miles with a few of my mates. And we're just looking to kind of raise
fewer mates, few tinnies, couple of barbecues. That's,
yeah, I made that sound seriously easy, but apparently it's going to be quite tough.
Yeah, that coastal walk, beautiful as it is actually quite a challenge.
Yeah, I guess that's the idea, really. We didn't want to just be having a walk and then a few sundowners in the evening. It had to be a bit of a challenge for people to throw some money at it.
So what's the plan on this in terms of how many miles you're going to walk a day? And
well, Ross Ward, who's doing it with us, he's kind of the route guy. And I think we're doing about 20, 30 miles a day over 4 days.
It's like a marathon a day for 4 days.
On the coastal part. So it's going to be tough. Yeah. It's going to be hard work. But it's great. So if you're interested in kind of sponsoring anything, if you just Google Hildy's Hospice Hike, then that will bring up the fundraising page.
Well, tell you what, we'll put that up on our Facebook page and our website page as well for you. Hildy's Hospice Hike. I like the sound of that.
There we go.
Do you do much sort of running yourself or walking in your spare time? Obviously, you're a sportsman, so you've got a certain level of fitness to keep. So that's got to be half the battle, surely.
Well, I'd say I'm doing a lot of walking in the field at the moment. I'm getting good training hours in and then running after the ball to the boundary quite consistently at the moment as well. So I'm feeling pretty fit about it.
It's all done intentional, mate.
That's right,
they're working towards you having a really good testimonial walk. That's what it is. Excellent. Okay. Now, when you talk about testimonials, to me, that suggests... Okay,
retirement. That's what you're going to say, yeah.
Yeah, I may be very wrong in that, and I don't mean to be insulting or anything, because you're still clearly quite young. How old are you, by the way?
32.
So you've still got, you know, cricket terms, you've probably still got a good 10 years left in you, haven't you?
Well, if you go by Triscothic, he keeps everyone young at the moment. He's 41 and he's still going strong. So, yeah, I mean, no intentions of retiring at all, really. I've just signed a new contract, so hopefully there's a few years left in me yet.
Good, excellent. Well, I'm sure a lot of the fans listening will be delighted to hear that news. Just very quickly, what's it like to be working around somebody like Marcus, who's got that calibre, you know, and that stature about him? He must bring a lot to the team, particularly for the younger ones coming through.
Yeah, I mean, and I think so many people, if they watch their cricket or know anything about him, know that he's one of the hardest working guys in the squad still at 41. He works in his game more than anyone else, and that's really good for the... not just the younger guys, for us old boys to see as well, because it really keeps you on your toes and shows you the work ethic you need to maintain that consistency for 25 seasons, I think he's had now. So, yeah, he's a special part of the club.
Good. Excellent. Okay. What other dates have we got coming up then that we can talk about in terms of fundraising and some of your testimonial stuff?
I'll probably pass you over to my chairman.
Ricardo.
Oh, dear. Hello, mate.
Come closer, dear
come
boy.
Closer.
Come closer. That's it. This is, just in case you're wondering who the strange voice is in the background, Richard Bryce from Somerset County Sports, who's a particularly strange man in his own right anyway.
Thank you very much for that.
First of all, Richard, thanks for all the stuff that you've done with us over the last sort of 4 or 5 years and stuff.
It's always been a pleasure.
Right. Now, you're sort of looking after Hildy's testimonial bit. Which sounds wrong in every way, if you've misheard that. Tell us about some of the events you've got planned.
Well, some of the bigger events we've got coming up for the rest of the year, which people may or may not be interested in, is one massive event is the Long Room Dinner at Lord's. If you've ever been to Lord's, it's the home of cricket. It's an absolutely amazing place to go, and the Long Room is sensational.
So much history with it as well,
history,
isn't it?
And James has Joss Butler coming down to do the event with him, which I think will be massive. He's a Somerset boy. We know he's away from Somerset at the moment, but he's going to be, I think he's brilliant, back supporting James for that particular event.
Yeah, brilliant. It's always good to be able to call on your mates, isn't it?
That's in October, 9th of October. Mm-hmm. In December, I don't know if people know the Deer Park Hotel down just the other
side. Yes, I do, actually, yeah.
Superb place, full of sporting memorabilia, owned by a guy called Nigel Ray, who owns Saracens Rugby Club. We're putting on a dinner there with Nigel Mansell. So for motor racing enthusiasts...
Well, it's Nigel Mansell's homeland, isn't it, down there?
It's his homeland, yeah. And Hildy was at a school with his son at Millfield, and he's agreed to come down and do that event.
Brilliant.
And then the other one, which I think perhaps will appeal to the younger element, is the Seven Deadly Sins Ball at Crocombe Court.
I love Crocombe Court. Are you going to be in the dungeon?
Hopefully not.
Okay.
But it's based on Seven Deadly Sins of gluttony, greed, which there'll be different rooms with different things in. One of the areas will be a shooting range. It will obviously be ducks to shoot, which supports another bit of James's testimony, which is the duck race we're doing on the Tone, I think, on the 17th of December.
Right, okay.
So those events are all pulling together. But Crocombe Court, I think, if you've never been there, it's a bit like Lord's. It's just...
Crocombe Court's amazing.
I think when James and I went down the first time, we both pulled in the driver and went, wow.
I know. It is a bit like that. And the bloke that owns it is a real character.
The Major.
The Major's there, yeah. He is. He's a great bloke.
And there are obviously lots of little things going on. There are cricket matches, dinners and various bits and pieces. But those are the main three big events for the rest of the year.
Okay, brilliant. Well, more than welcome to come in and talk these up. closer to time whenever you want, really, because obviously that's what we do.
Thank you very much.
No, thank you. Thank you, Rich. Thanks, Dr. James. And good luck with everything.
Cheers,
and have a great year.
Cheers.